So, but this is the longer. Let me give it some context here. This is from Anthony Blinken over the weekend. I mean, you want to talk about slapping America in the face? You want to talk about just punching America in the gut, kicking America when it's down? Secretary Anthony Blinken, this is just scumbaggery. This is just adding insult to injury, unlike anything I've ever seen. So Blinken over the weekend. The U.S. is at the forefront of humanitarian response to the growing crisis. All right, are you with me? You hear me so far? Do you see where this is going? Do you think you see where this is going? Where do you think this is going? The U.S. is at the forefront of a humanitarian response to the growing crisis in Lebanon, announcing nearly $157 million in assistance today. We are committed to supporting those in need and delivering essential aid to displaced civilians, refugees, and the communities hosting them. Not in North Carolina. This is within the same 24-hour time span in which the federal government said there's no more money for hurricane disaster relief. And the same federal government comes out and says $157 million. Folks, we are going so far beyond the pale at this point. We are going so far beyond corruption. This is the most blatant insult to the American people that you could ever see. I'm serious. Get him off the screen. The same week we have a devastating hurricane, people still missing, death count still unknown, entire cities wiped off the map. Oh, don't worry, it gets worse. I've got more hurricane news showing you how bad it is. The same week they give $8 billion to Israel, I think it was $7 billion to Ukraine, $500 million to Taiwan, and now $157 million to Lebanon, and they say there's no money for the Americans after the hurricane. There should never be another Democrat administration after this. In fact, forget about political lines. The federal government should be shut down after this. There should not be a single American that stands up, that gets up, gets out of bed, goes to work today, and doesn't say it's time to end. It's time to end the State Department. It's time to end the federal government. This is out of control. They have unlimited funds for foreign countries, and they say they have nothing for the American people. You're done. We're shutting you down. You're now worthless to us. You're now openly traitorous against this country. You're stealing our money. You're giving it to other countries. And then when we need help, you tell us to F off. You're broke. You're done. Forget about Democrat, Republican. I don't even care anymore. That's it. That's it. When you come out with more than $15 billion for foreign countries, the same week you tell Americans you're out of money for their disaster relief, you're done. Shut it down. And this should not be party lines. Democrats, Republicans, liberals, conservatives, libertarians, I don't give a damn. This is ridiculous. It's like they want to anger you. It's like they want you to know how much they hate you. It's like they want you to know that they don't give a damn about you. To do this all in one week? And really what makes it worse is that the U.S. is funding and arming Israel in its continued attack in Lebanon. And it's been going on for, I guess, a week or more now. Beirut is on fire. So the U.S. arms Israel and funds Israel to go bomb the hell out of Lebanon. And then we have to fund the relief in Lebanon too? Are you kidding me? Do the same thing in freaking Gaza. The United States arms and funds Israel to bomb the entire Gaza Strip into oblivion and then says, here's money, here's relief for the Palestinians. We fund and arm Israel to go bomb the hell out of Lebanon. And then we say, here's money, here's relief for the Lebanese. What in the hell is that? Oh, the poor Lebanese. Oh, you mean the poor Lebanese that got bombed by Israel that we gave the green light to? Oh, the poor Palestinians. Oh, you mean the poor Palestinians that got bombed into oblivion by Israel that we gave the money and arms to? This country can't survive like this much longer, folks. I mean, you're one or two election cycles away from total third world hellhole status. You think it's hard to live in America now? Huh. 4 more years of these absolute pigs, these absolute warmongers, these absolute liars running our country, we are done. We are done. In fact, you'll probably be begging to go to prison because at least you'll get food. But the insult to injury from these people is just beyond the pale. I don't understand how Americans aren't just enraged. But see, that's the problem, is that law-abiding Americans don't riot. We don't burn our cities to the ground. That's what terrorist Democrats do, supported by the Democrat media, promoted by the Democrat media, and supported and promoted by the Democrat Party. And it's all for political power. But then when there's something that should actually enrage Americans to get out in the streets, no, we don't see that. Unbelievable. Unbelievable. Here's the full exchange between, I don't know what we call this version of Karine Jean-Pierre. She's evolved into something completely different now. And Peter Ducey about this issue, clip 12.
To the impacted areas. But instead, people want to do disinformation, misinformation, which is dangerous, because then when folks on the ground hear that, they may not want to ask for the help that they need. That is there for them. That's our focus here.
But President Biden is fond of saying, show me your budget and I will tell you what you value. If he's got money for people in Lebanon right now, without Congress having to come back, what does it say about his values? There's not enough money right now for
his
people
values,
in North Carolina
his,
who need it. That's not misinformation.
Wait, no, that is, your whole premise of the question is misinformation, sir. It's misinformation. I just mentioned to you that we provided more than $200 million to folks who are impacted in the area. And I just shared with you that people are deciding
to Congress that there's not enough money to help people.
We're
in North
talking
Carolina
about the SBA disaster loan.
That's
yes.
money for people in North
but
Carolina.
And that's important. And people in
loan,
North Carolina
folks.
Need that. Peter, this is nothing new. Congress comes together, they provide money, millions of dollars, for disaster relief. We're asking them to do the job that they have been doing for some time.
When did Congress vote for the war money and Lebanon money?
The president's letter is not misinformation. Would you agree?
No, the way you're asking me the question is misinformation. There is money that we are allocating to the impacted areas, and there's money there to help people who truly need it. There are survivors who need the funding.
And they are told they don't have it.
You don't like misinformation.
I said that, I actually said we have the money available to help survivors of Hurricane Helene and also Hurricane Milton. Now there's going to be a shortfall. Right? Because we don't know how bad its Hurricane Milton is going to be. And so we're going to need additional funding.
But you know there's
going to
be a shortfall.
We're going to need additional funding.
That's exactly what I just asked about. And you said it was misinformation.
No. Yes. What you're asking me is why Congress needs to come back and do their job. That's what you're asking me. Congress needs to come back and do their job and provide extra assistance, extra funding to disaster relief fund. That's what Congress needs to do. And we're going to continue to urge that. You may not want that, but that's okay. That's what this president wants and that's what the vice president wants. Thanks, everybody.
Ladies and gentlemen, I am enraged right now. I am fuming. I am so angry. I can't even rant. And that White House press pool is pathetic. That you sit there and take that. Congress has to vote. Really? When did the vote on the funding for Lebanon happen? When did that vote happen? I'm pretty sure that Zelensky just came to town and got billions of dollars without a vote. I'm pretty sure Netanyahu just came to town and got billions of dollars without a vote. I don't remember a vote for all the money to Lebanon But maybe it was, maybe there was a secret vote, or maybe you just had an emergency vote, or maybe you just pork barreled it into the continued resolution. Or maybe who cares? Because screw America, we're giving the foreign people and foreign countries and foreign wars all of our money. And imagine dodging the question. We need Congress to come back and vote. Well, why? Does FEMA not have ample funding? Why do you need Congress to come back and vote for federal emergency relief when that's what FEMA is for? Oh, because FEMA spent all its money on illegal immigrants. That's right. I'm enraged. I can't believe how corrupt our government has become. I cannot. These people hate you. These people hate you. They will put any foreign country above you. They will put any foreign war above you. She says, well, we've had a loan to $2 million. A loan, folks, meaning they're going to expect these victims to pay it back. Oh, you know, you're floating down. You're floating down what used to be Main Street on your roof. Can you pay back the loan we might give you if you sign here? Disgusting. Disgusting. We have a shortfall. Well, how do you know you have a shortfall? Because we don't know the damages from Hurricane Milton. So then how do you know you have a shortfall if you don't know the damages? It doesn't even matter. They gave all of our money away. They gave it all away, folks. They gave it all to Ukraine. They gave it all to Israel. They gave it all to Central America. They gave it all to Taiwan. They just gave more of it to Lebanon. And now they tell you in North Carolina, in Georgia, in South Carolina, in Tennessee, in Florida, they tell you, screw you. But if you want a loan, you're going to pay it back. Because they hate you. Why? It's just so frustrating. We don't have to live like this. We don't have to live like this.